1:16. I want to bring tonight, I love the Lord. We've been, it's just where the Lord's had me this week. Last several weeks here in the book of Psalms. We're not going to read the whole chapter tonight, just a few verses. I want to be brief tonight. I don't want to take up a whole lot of time, but I believe this is where the Lord has led me. And I just want to share my heart with you tonight. Psalms chapter number 116 and verse number 1. I ask if you would stand as we honor the reading of God's word tonight. Psalms 116 and verse number 1, it says, I love the Lord, because he hath heard my voice and my supplications. He hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. Verse number 3, the sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Verse 4, then called I upon the name of the Lord, and O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous, yea, our God is merciful. And verse 6, the Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto my rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. Verse number 8, for thou hast delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. Lord, I come to you tonight, Father, and I just want to thank you for another opportunity to stand behind this sacred desk, Father. Lord, I thank you for another opportunity just to share your word, Father God, and how much you love us, Father God. But God, I just want to talk tonight about how much I love you. Lord, I thank you for what you've done in my life tonight, God. I pray, Father God, these old nerves I've got, Father God, I don't know what's different about tonight, Father, but I pray that you'd remove it in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray, Father God, you'd hide me behind the cross, Father God, and you'd preach me like a dying man, a dying people, Father. Lord, I love you tonight, God. I just want to thank you. Lord, I pray that you'd help me tonight. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. This past few weeks, we've brought Praise the Lord. That was one of my first sermons here, Praise the Lord. And then we went Trust in the Lord last week. And tonight we can praise the Lord. And I can praise the Lord and I can trust in the Lord because I love the Lord tonight. And that's where I want to go tonight. And just I want to ask you a question. How much do you love the Lord? If we could bring in a scale and you could bring your love for Christ and set it up here on the scale. I just wonder where my scale would top out at. Would it be low or would it be higher or would it be in the middle? Tonight, do you love the Lord? How much do you love the Lord tonight? And tonight, I can't tell you, do you love the Lord? I can't tell you how you love the Lord or why you love the Lord, but I can tell you tonight why I love the Lord. And tonight, I love the Lord tonight because he has heard me. In verse number 1, it says, I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications. Tonight, he has heard my voice, but he's heard my supplications. That supplications would be begging. Supplications would be when you get down on your knees and you're begging and you've got to have God move. You've got to have him. I want you to know tonight, he hears your voice in Psalms chapter number 4 and verse number 1 through 3 there. It says, hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Now thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will you turn my glory into shame? How long will my love vanity and seek after leasing? Verse number 3, but know that the Lord has set himself apart that is godly for himself, and the Lord will hear when I call unto him. I want you to know tonight the Lord, he has heard me and he hears my cry. He hears me when I beg. But I see in verse number 2, he has inclined his ear unto me. It says, because he has inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. I don't really know what inclining your ear is, but to me it's doing this. And I'm not old, but I'm getting older. And I can't hear. Maybe it's the work environment. I don't know. Mama's always told me I've had selective hearing. My wife tells me I got the same thing. So maybe that's what it is. But I can't hear real great. And I've noticed that when people start telling me something and I really need to hear it, I kind of cock my head to the side. And I can't hear out of either ear any better. So I don't know why I do it. But hey, when you get to telling me something, I kind of turn my... And I got thinking about that this week as I was studying. And it says that God has inclined his ear unto me. And boy, I got to thinking about how he's just always down there. He's always just listening. He's always got his ear inclined unto me. And at the end of that, it says, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. I want you to know tonight, if I've got something going on in my life, if I get down and I need some help, and hey, I ain't got time to call nobody, don't you call no sissy.
No.
Don't you call nobody that's going to stand up and... I want somebody who can get a hold of God. I'm very careful about who I ask prayer from, and I don't go up to just anybody and say, hey, will you pray for me? Hey, I want somebody I know that God's got His ear inclined unto them. I want somebody I know that can get a hold of the throne room of heaven tonight. Hey, I hear tonight that He has heard me. That's what I've seen. He's heard me. He's heard my voice. He's inclined His ear unto me. But I got to thinking about how, therefore will I call upon Him as long as I live. And I was sitting there in Psalms chapter number 4 and just looking, and I read on over into Psalms chapter number 5. And verse number 1, it says, give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. Verse 2, hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto Thee will I pray.
Yes.
Verse number 3, it says, My voice shalt Thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning I will direct my prayer unto Thee, and I will look up. But you know tonight, He can't hear you if you ain't calling. Lord can't hear you if you ain't calling out to Him tonight. And so many times, man, I get walking and I get to worrying about the day-to-day life, and man, I forget to call on Him, I forget to talk to Him, I forget to, and He's got His hand, man, He's inclined. And I'm silent on my end. I love Him tonight because He's heard me. But I see tonight, verse number 3, I love Him tonight because He's delivered me. Verse number 3, it says, the sorrows of death can pass me, and the pains of hell get hold upon me, and I found trouble and sorrow. Well, I got thinking about how it says hell gat, G-A-T. Y'all didn't know your Bible taught like that, did you? Just country, man, I like it. I like when the Bible gets down on my level. Hell got hold upon me. Do you remember when hell just had you? You remember when hell was just swelling you up, and you could like you could feel the fire on your feet? You ever been there?
Yes, sir.
Have you ever been there? Tonight I remember how He's delivered me. The darkness I was in, He delivered me from that. In verse number 8, I see that He's delivered me from death. It says in verse number 8, for Thou hast delivered my soul from death, and my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. Tonight in Revelation 21 and verse number 4, in the Old Testament, He says that's what He's going to deliver you from. If you love Him tonight, Revelation 21 and verse number 4 at the very end, this is what He says He's delivered us from. And God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. We see there He's wiped away death, He's wiped away the tears from our eyes, and He's wiped us away from falling. He said there'll be no more pain. But I see in verse number 5 tonight, He's delivered me from the past. He's delivered me from them things. But I see in verse number 5, it says, gracious is the Lord. He's delivered me by His grace tonight. He's delivered me by His grace. I love Him for that. It says, gracious is the Lord and righteous. He's delivered me into His righteousness tonight, His perfectness, His pureness tonight. He's delivered me unto that tonight. But it says, yea, our God is merciful. I would say tonight that we're probably living in a time under God's mercy. Would that be right? Living under God's mercy. He could snap His finger and hey, it's over with. Over with. Tonight, He's delivered us because of His mercy tonight. But I see, just going on down, like I said, I want to be quick tonight. I love the Lord because He's heard me. I love the Lord because He's delivered me. But I love the Lord because He has preserved me. It says in verse number 6, it says, the Lord preserveth the simple. And you don't talk about getting a tickle this week, man. I have really enjoyed reading that verse this week, because I think the last 3 weeks I've stood in the pulpit, I've said that this is just a simple message from a simple man, pretty much. And I read that this week, the Lord preserveth the simple. And He's preserved me. You ain't got to be some big shot. You ain't got to be some scholar. He don't want that. He don't need that. He just wants the simple. And I got to. I was reading through my commentary this last night, just trying to double check some things, look through some things, and this is what it said about the simple. the word, that word, the simple right there, says it's not talking about ignorant, it's not talking about unlearned, uneducated people. That's not what it's talking about. It's talking about childlike believers who dare believe God means what He says.
Yes,
and tonight, if that means being simple, that's all I want to be, is simple. God tells me something, I'm going to stick my guns to it. I'm going to stick to it, whatever. Hey, if He says He can do it, I think He can do it. I believe He'll do it tonight. The Lord, He's preserved me tonight. The Lord, He's wanting to, if you look up in the dictionary what preserved means, it means to keep something safe, to protect or to maintain the original state. Tonight, I want you to know tonight that the Lord's looking to preserve those who love Him. He's looking to preserve you tonight if you love the Lord. Psalms 91, I want to flip over there tonight. We'll pretty much stay there for the rest of the night. In Psalms 91, in verse number 1, it says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress." Well, He preserves us in that refuge and that fortress. Boy, He protects us under there. "My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers." Talk about how He protects and He keeps you safe and He preserves you tonight. "He shall cover thee with the feathers, and under His wings shall thou trust, and His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by the day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh unto thee." That is that maintaining in that original state. He wants to keep you safe. He wants to preserve you tonight. That's what He wants to do. But I see tonight He's not only preserved me, but He's also helped me. Verse number 8, it says, "Only with thine eyes thou shalt behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thine habitation." If you look at the end of verse 6 and back in the text in 1:16, it says, "I was brought low and He helped me." Tonight He has preserved you, but He has also helped you. In verse 10 of Psalms 91, it says, "There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling," because He's helping you tonight. But here's where I see He helps us so much. So much that we don't even see it. So much that people don't even believe in it. So much, but this is what He says. "For He shall give His angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways." But you know, He's got angels over you. Not over this church. Not over that building. He's got it over you. Over the ones that love Him. He sent His angels charge over me tonight because I love the Lord. It says, "They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone." He said, "I'm coming to preserve you. I'm coming to help you and protect you tonight." Verse 13, it says, "Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, and the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under thy feet." Tonight, I want you to know I love the Lord. I love the Lord because He hath heard me, He's delivered me, He's preserved me, He's helped me tonight. But I love the Lord just because He loved me. And He loved me first. And I want to read this verse and then we're going to come back to Psalms 91. But in 1 John 3, in verse number 1, "I love the Lord because He first loved me." It says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God." Man, I think about how much He's loved me. I think about how much He's done for me. He died for me, and just how much He loves me tonight, and I love Him for that. But I want to show you tonight in verse 14, all the way throughout Psalms 91, it's a human speaking. This is the psalmist, he's speaking. But in Psalms chapter number 14, I've done some studying on this, and it says that this is where God starts speaking in Psalms 91, verse 14. And this is what He'll do for you if you love the Lord. This is what God's going to do for you if you love Him. It says, "Because He has set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver Him." That was my point number 2, He'll deliver you tonight. "I will set Him on high because He hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer Him, because He's inclined His ear unto me." He's heard me tonight. "I will be with Him in trouble. He'll help me. I will deliver Him and honor Him. But in verse 16, it says, with long life will I satisfy him. Well, he's going to preserve you tonight. He's wanting to preserve you and help you tonight. It says, with long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Tonight, you can't love the Lord if you ain't seen his salvation. Boy, you can say you love the Lord, you can, but if you ain't seen it, you ain't tasted it, boy, you don't have a clue what we're talking about tonight. And I want to do something tonight. I've done okayed it with BJ, but I want to open the floor up. And, man, I was beat down today, and I was mad. And I don't know if y'all have ever been just plumb mad where your chest starts hurting and your blood pressure's so high you can feel it on top of your ears. And then I'm mad because I'm mad, and I'm mad because I'm not being the... I got to preach tonight, man. I was so mad, I was ready to quit. I was ready to quit my job. I was ready to quit preaching so I could go off at my job. I was ready to quit. I couldn't... If I quit preaching, it don't matter. I'm still a Christian. So I was about ready to be done being a Christian, about ready to quit being a Christian, so I could just go off and, man, I was just mad. Mad. Trying not to let nobody see it because then I'm just getting more mad at myself. And I went out to the truck and I sat down. And I just drank me a water, tried to cool off, went back in, blood pressure went straight back through the roof. Mad. Boy, just angry. Brother Harold come walking in the back. He comes by and checks on me every now and then. And we don't talk about a whole lot all the time. I don't know if he could tell I was mad or not. I don't know. I was trying not to let him see it. He come back here and he started talking about how good God had been to him and how God had provided for him and how God had protected him, how he had trusted in the Lord and how he loves the Lord. And man, you don't talk about just set a fire. I'm talking about I was out there at the truck just praying, Lord, you're going to have to settle me down. You're going to have to settle me down. Knowing I was going to bring this tonight, I love the Lord. And I'm out here acting like a yahoo. Got blood coming out of my eyes. I got so much blood pressure going on. And Brother Harold come back here just, I love the Lord. I love the Lord. Tonight I want to open the floor up, man. Y'all hear enough from me. Tonight maybe you got something just burning on the inside and you've just been itching to tell somebody about how you love the Lord tonight. I don't know. I am going to pray for us. I'm going to sit down. And we'll take a few minutes. And I'll let Brother BJ decide when he wants to dismiss it. I'm going to sit down and get out of the way. And tonight, if you want to just stand up and tell why you love the Lord tonight, that's on you. If nobody wants to say it, hey, I've got it off my chest. That's fine. Let us pray. Lord, I love you tonight. Lord, I thank you so much, Father God, that you've saved my soul. Lord, I thank you so much for a brother like Brother Harold, Father God, that come in and just be an encouragement, Father God. I pray that I could be that to somebody in this place tonight, Father. Lord, I pray tonight, Father God, that you just walk with us this week. Lord, I pray that you bless each and every person in this building, Father. Lord, I pray, Father God, that you just show them how much you love us tonight. Lord, I pray that, Lord, when hell's just burning up our feet, Father God, and just trying to wrap us up this week, Father God, I pray, Father God, that you'll just wrap us up in your love tonight. Just wrap us up in your love, Father God, and let us walk on through that this week. Lord, I love you. Lord, I thank you for an opportunity to share your word. It's in Jesus' name. Amen.